This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
It's the Gaming Lounge.
Woo-hoo. That's right, you're listening to the Gaming Lounge.
Yeah.
With Chris and Alfie. I'm Chris.
And I'm Alfie.
Are you?
No, I'm
we
Chris.
Mix that one up.
Wait a minute. Something doesn't feel right here.
Something doesn't feel right. I don't know what it is. We'll fix that mistake later.
I'm Chris. He's Alfie.
Yes, you know who we
Let's
are,
not fool
probably.
Them. Don't fool the audience.
All right, they're nice to us.
Indeed,
you know how
they
this
are.
Works.
Yes.
We have some games to play.
Games
We're
going to
play them. Oh, what do you want to play first? Because I vote. Have some cards.
Yes.
We're going to play the old favourite. The
five-second rule. All right.
So, how this one works, everyone, is... We each have some cards.
We certainly do.
And what we're going to do with...
I'm standing up to this for this one.
Look at this. He's in them. I think I'm going to lose this. I really think I'm going to lose
Don't
these
Don't let
games.
The height intimidate you. You're about 10 feet taller than I am.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not when I'm sitting down.
That's true.
So...
I'm taller.
What we have is some cards. And on them, there are different... The things, so...
Categories, yes. I guess you call them. Yeah, topics.
So
categories.
We have 5 seconds each, which is a very loose time, because we don't know how to count past four. So... Six, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's what comes after.
That's got to be right.
So, we have... I'm not very good at explaining this, so let's just give them an example. Christopher,
sure.
In 5 seconds, can you name 3 things beginning... With the letter T. Go.
T, tsunami, Topher.
Topher?
Yeah, people call me Topher.
Topher? Okay. You know what? I'll give
tsunami
you that.
Tsunami is a good one because it sounds like an S, doesn't it? Tsunami.
That's
T.
True. I like that one.
Tricky.
You know how
Pterodactyl.
It works. That was only a practice, so you don't get the point.
Okay. All right, I never get the point. All right. How about you, Alfie?
All right.
Okay, you got 5 seconds to name 3 swimmers.
What?
Swimmers.
Bill Thorley. That Australian girl that was on the Sunrise and... that swimmers?
Yeah. Because it's Susie O'Neill, Michael Clem, Ian Thorpe, Grant Hackett, some English person. Fail McGale.
I have... that is genuinely...
That was tough.
Yeah,
it was tough.
As you know, obviously at home you can play along.
Yes. We won't be able to hear you, but you can play along.
Yeah. If you would like to go onto our Twitter page or our Instagram page, you can tell us how many you got right in each game. Tell us which
tell
is your favourite.
Tell us how great we are.
And, most importantly, if you have any suggestions for us, for games for us to play, please send them in so
please.
We can go and get them and we can play them on air. Because, you know, we always like suggestions. But anyway,
love suggestions.
Now that people have forgotten that I just lost that one...
No one forgot.
Christopher.
Okay.
I'm actually
going
to...
I remember everything.
I'm going to...
I remember
okay.
the loss.
All right. Name 3 places you might find a photograph. Go.
Album, Movie World, Dream World.
What?
You know, the photo. They put photos on the wall. And you see photos everywhere when you buy, you know, when they want you to spend money.
I'm not quite so sure that's what it meant. Are we going to get... I tell you what.
No,
I tell you what. For
you
that
can give me
one,
the loss. I'll take the loss.
What I'll do for that one, and this is gonna get really weird because I don't know how to do this yet.
Oh, I see. We've got the ding ding.
I haven't figured out how to stop that one yet.
All right, well, that's fair.
That was a half.
That was yeah. All right. This one's a good one too.
This one's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Name 3 ways you can cook a fish.
Grill, batter, crumbed.
Oh, well done.
Oh,
give me some of the
yes.
Ticks, ding.
Tickety dooda.
This sounds different to the other ding. The other one's a ding. That was different, wasn't it?
Let's have a look. Is it this one?
Yeah.
It is.
The other one was... Play the other one again. Yeah, it's different, but I like it. I like it better.
So, for those people who have just tuned in for the first time, we are like brand new to...
What have you just done?
I've just broken my chair!
Have you?
No!
No!
I've broken the chair!
Alfie's just broken his chair.
I've broken this chair!
Oh, no.
What did I do?
Oh no!
Just gonna go back on there.
Your frame is
Don't
finally
tell
destroyed.
Sponsor.
No one's gonna know.
No one's gonna know.
How the?
How did I do that?
Now me, I could break ice, but how did Alfie? He's a stick.
How did I
He's a stick insect.
Let's pretend that didn't happen. One of the paddles has fallen off. Oh, this is derailed so terribly.
You know what? That was the paddle to make the chair go up and down, I think. So you're fine. You didn't break the chair. You're good.
That's fine. We're all good. You know what that is?
And it's a tomorrow problem. Yes.
So anyways, as I was saying before,
you cooked fish probably three ways, yep.
Yes. Before, as I was saying, we're like brand new to this whole radio thing. We've been doing, we've been doing this 2 months now? 3 months?
3 months, I'd say. July, hang on, July, August, September. That's technically 4 months.
So as you can tell, we're very new to this kind of thing. So the whole sound effects thing I learned in like a day, thanks to Mr. Baron.
Baron Quill, very
good. Resident genius.
He's a resident.
You're a brave man.
He's not here, is he?
No, he might be listening though.
Might open the door any second now.
He's in the vents.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, let's pretend that didn't happen. Your turn now, because you've got the fish, right? Three fish cooked,
right.
Yep.
Right, okay.
Uh-oh, he's laughing.
Three dances.
Oh. Backpack, salsa, and disco.
Okay, I will give you that. I was kind of under the impression like Swan Lake or...
That's more of a ballet, wouldn't it be?
It's a dance.
Is it Swan Lake a dance?
Well, technically. It's a dance performance.
I hear, which is called ballet, sir.
Ballet, yes, quite.
Ballet, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
I've lost count. Wait, you're on 2.5, I'm on...
Oh, I don't think anyone cares.
No one cares. We're all winners. You can decide who won afterwards.
Yes.
That's another way to plug our plug-ity-plug-plug. Get on Twitter.
Get on Instagram.
Tell us what you won. Tell us what you want us to play.
Get on the Facebooks before it shut down again.
Yes.
Controversial. But these things happen.
That's true.
All right, we'll do one or two more of this, I reckon. Then we'll...
We'll wait till...
Play some music, exactly. And then we'll come back to one of these other games.
One of the other ones. We have many. Yes, but go on to Twitter and tell us who you think won.
I think Phoenix
Team
Radio
won.
On Twitter.
Yes, Phoenix USQ. Radio on Twitter. We've got Phoenix Radio Live on Instagram.
That's right.
We have...
And Phoenix Radio Live also on Facebook.
Yes, that's true. We post on there quite a lot. You know where to find us.
I'm always tagging. I'm like an amateur graffiti artist. I'm always tagging something.
That's true. That's clever. I like that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. The 90s called. I want a reference back, but I'll move on. Name three items you take on holiday, sir.
Beach ball, sunscreen, spare pillowcases.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But the beach ball takes a lot of space. Although, no, you wouldn't have it blown up, would you? It'd be I was thinking of a blown up ball.
Just blown.
Okay,
just
well done.
Just fix it with duct tape. That's what we always used to do.
I'm very happy with
that.
That's my cards all done.
That's your cards all done. Here is the final question.
The final question from Howie over here.
I don't think he quite realizes from my silence and my death stare to him. Stop singing! All right.
My sense of wonder, sir.
You're
taking it away from me.
Yes. Christopher Howard.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Can you name three types of...
Types?
Exercise equipment. Go!
Balls, pegs. Nah, you know what? Buzz me.
Buzz you?
I don't exercise.
Well, I can tell you.
For shame.
But that wasn't my round, so I'm not going to do it.
No, I think I'll safely say it was either a draw or you won.
All right, I tell you what. I like to think that I won, but we'll let it up to you, the dear viewers.
Listeners.
Yes, the listeners.
The viewing listeners.
Viewing listeners.
Listeners who are viewing.
Viewing their radio.
That's right, you're looking at the radio.
Yeah, that's true. We're Chris and Alfie.
We are.
We're doing the Gaming Lounge.
We are.
We're on Phoenix Radio.
We are.
And we would like you to stick around.
We are.
Phoenix Radio.
All right. That was Sam Smith with Diamonds, but this is even more of a diamond.
Oh, yeah.
The Gaming Lounge is back for round two.
Gaming Lounge.
Gaming Lounge.
Gaming Lounge. Gaming Lounge. Oh, yeah. Well, that escalated really quickly.
It did.
Quick shout out to Christopher Ball, Chris, for listening to the entirety of the show tonight.
Well
Thank
done,
you very
Chris.
Much.
Well done.
Your unwavering.
As I said to the man who ordered the big steak and finished it, well done.
Ha! Right, so this next game,
yes.
Other Christopher Howard, this
yes,
one
sir.
Is called The New. news game.
It sure is. It's a great classic game where you've got to guess if the news story is real or fake.
Yes. Oh, before I forget, of course, that shout-out was due to Chris going on our social medias and saying, hey, I listen.
Sponsored by the cola beverages that you know and love in your fridge today.
Yes, the cola beverages such as Beppis and Conk.
Yeah, very good. And yes. R7Z cola.
There you and go. Hill Juice.
Hill Juice is good.
Hill Juice.
Do
I
the
like
hill.
Some Hill Juice.
Go the hill.
Go the hill.
All right.
Yes, so anyways, go on our socials, ask for shout-outs, contact us, talk to us, because we go on there.
Yeah.
Well, Chris does. He's teaching me how to do it, because I'm very bad at the
You
tweeters.
Know what? You've taught me a few things. I actually basically paneled the first show, which was a Chris and Howard... Chris and Elfie show.
I didn't teach you much. You were a natural... Anyways, this is called the News
yes,
Game.
Yes, well.
This is the News Game. We have a card with us.
We do.
We each have a different deck of cards. Now, we have a news story on here that is either real
or fake.
But they're really hard to distinguish. Now, it is Chris's job, or it's my job, whoever's turn it is...
To use logic.
To distinguish, yes. Use logic to distinguish if it's real or fake.
I'll tell you what, I'll start. I'll get one
You'll
for you.
You'll start? Okay, here
right.
we go.
Real or fake? Excuse me, hang on. Free toy with dinner. Burger King offers new Valentine's Day adult meal. Now, is this... Do you want me to keep going with this one?
I'm pretty sure my answer's not going to change.
Okay, well, don't give your answer
carry
yet.
Carry on.
Okay. In Israel... Now, that makes it even... Your answer's probably going to be whatever your answer is. Burger King is offering diners the chance to purchase a new adult meal on Valentine's Day that comes complete with an adult toy. The deal consists of two Whoppers. That's a burger. I love how to have that. We know what Whoppers are.
We know
two
what
fries,
are.
Two beers in Israel, and an adult toy, which includes either a blindfold, feather duster, or head massager. That's for the top of your head. The meal can only be purchased by adults after 6 p.m. Is that real or fake?
Okay.
It's in Israel as well, and beer.
Let's have a think about this.
Good thinking music.
Let's have a think about this. My initial answer was fake. However, you were trying to make me think that it was fake during it.
Was I?
But that could have been a ruse. I don't think they would have possibly been given the licensing to create adult toys.
You don't think so?
You know what? I'm going to stop the scary music because I'm going to go with a confident fake.
It was real.
What?
It's real. Look.
No.
It's legit. I don't know.
How?
See, if I had heard that,
how?
And I heard Israel and beer, they don't like drinking over there, do they? They don't drink
what?
Alcohol
I mean,
over there.
The fact that
really?
It's adult... What?
And adult toys as well, yeah.
Okay.
It's
you know
real.
What? Before we get taken off of the air, we're going to carry on. That's how the game works. That was a practice round.
Now, that was a good question, though, because that should have been fake. By all intents and purposes, that should have been fake.
You would have thought that would have been fake. Also, you can play this game with us. And if you get more answers right than we do, go on our socials
Don't
and tell
us.
Us.
About it.
No, you do tell
oh,
us.
Oh, you do want us to tell
do
us.
Do tell okay. us.
Do
go
tell
on.
Us.
Go on our socials and tell us.
I don't want people bragging. That's my job.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. But also,
because I'm the best.
Tell us who you think won. That doesn't include yourselves. That's only includes myself. And it's always going to be me every single time because I like to cheat.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, go on.
All right, Christopher Howard.
Yes, sir.
Man dresses as a Teletubby.
We've had this.
You've
before.
Had that
yes,
one.
And that was actually fake, I believe.
You've had that one.
What was that one? The second one. What was that one?
Here we go. The next one was trapped in the bookstore.
The chicken. Woman.
No, the guy trapped in the bookstore.
Oh, the guy? I thought you mean the
yeah, we did that
woman.
On one of our very, very first game shows. Anyway, so, Christopher Howard.
Yes, sir.
Nap time for grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Gym class consists of nothing but sleeping for 45 minutes. Would you like me to tell the whole story?
Yes, please.
A popular gym chain, unnamed, has launched a brand new nap-a-size class
wow.
for fatigued adults. Participants sleep in single beds accompanied by atmospheric music and a temperature which promotes calorie burning during deep sleep. The class intends to help deal with fatigue and also has a long-term benefit for overall mental health. 28th of April 2017. Was this a real news title or is it fake?
I'm leaning towards one direction more than ever. So Harry Styles, if you're listening...
I was beat me to it!
Hey, Anyway, no.
Seconds, you beat me to it, though.
I am actually leaning towards real, because I think that is something, because mental health is a big topic of discussion these days, and sleeping, getting your 8 hours of sleep actually does improve your mental health. So I'm saying real.
I'm going to reread the title for you.
Oh, wait, okay, go on.
Gym class consists of nothing but sleeping for 45 minutes.
Having a nap during the day can actually help too. So I say real.
You say real?
I'm saying real.
Oh, my ruse didn't work! Oh,
you probably didn't hear that, actually. It was very quiet. I'll give you another tick.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, all real. Right. 28 of...
Okay, calm down, old man. Calm down, old man. Yeah. Okay, you ready for this one, Elvie boy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Lazy dog owner walks dog with drone. Do you want me to read the story?
Real.
Well, let me finish the story.
That
first.
One's real.
Well, carry do you want to hear the rest of the story first?
Yeah, the rest of the story.
Unless you're so confident in yourself.
Yeah, because I've seen it.
Have you?
He filmed it on the internet. It was all over Instagram.
Okay, well, I'll read the rest of the story anyway. Lazy dog owner in Oklahoma has tied his dog's lead to his drone, allowing him to take it for a walk without leaving his own home. Larry Green said that he sits in his back garden and flies his drone around the streets of his hometown, allowing him to take his pooch for a walk without having to get out of his favourite deck chair. Real or fake? Are you sure you want to go over your answer?
I did, until you said one thing.
What's the one thing?
His name.
Oh, different name to the others.
Yeah, I know that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I know people do it.
Mm-hmm.
But is that a real news title? Yes, it is. I'm going to go with real.
Fake.
What? Ah! No!
I don't know if you're not reading my face well today, are you?
Shut up.
No excuses.
No time for tears.
All right, go on.
All right, I tell you what, we'll do two more each.
Sure.
I like the sound of that one.
It was good, yes.
Who's that?
I was just waving to the doctor, the good doctor.
Ah, hello, good doctor.
Johnny Whittaker's out there.
That is Mr. boss of everything in what
Jones,
we're doing.
That's right.
Mr. Dr. Ashley Jones, thank you for listening.
Thank you, sir.
We are your adoring fans. Please give us A's.
That's right. So, let's go on with this, Alfie.
Christopher Howard.
Thank you, sir.
A German bakery sells cakes covered with Donald Trump's face.
Who?
Trump Bakery in Germany has sold cakes bearing the image of its namesake, US President Donald Trump. The joke backfired somewhat, with one woman saying she wouldn't be visiting the shop after they promoted, quote-unquote, such an idiot, such a twit. This isn't us saying it, this is the game. I said I wasn't a fan of his either, but I did it for the benefit of myself and the bakery, said Mrs. Trump, the bakery owner.
So hang on. Her name, last name was Trump.
Yes.
Was she Mary Trump, the niece or whatever of Donald Trump?
It
was in Germany.
It was in Germany.
Well, you know what? I reckon they were getting nowhere with the original name, so she decided to use her last name and then realised, hang on, we could capitalise on this Donald Trump thing.
Are you thinking too deep into it?
Yeah, I think it's fake.
You think it's fake?
I think it's fake, yeah.
Okay.
That was real. Was she a Trump fan?
1st of February 2000. No, she didn't like him, but because it was her last name, she saw it as a business opportunity.
Well,
in Germany, 1st of February 2017. That was a real news title. Alfie won a round!
Well done, sir. All right.
I mean, I just didn't.
It's one more each now, isn't it? One more each.
Yes, one more each.
Okay. Man wakes up. Sorry, real or fake? Man wakes up to find 1.2...
Man wakes up real or fake? I'm going to go with fake.
To find £1.25 million mysteriously deposited into his bank. Do you want the story?
Yes, I do.
All right. A man awoke to discover that someone had deposited £1.25 million in his bank. After checking his balance online, Kieran McKeefery, 21, did the noble thing and called his bank. The investment company who had accidentally made his payment ended up taking back all of the money, kindly leaving McKeefery with the £210 interest. So they took all his money that they accidentally paid him and kept him with £210 of interest. What a bunch of scumbags. If it's true or fake, who knows?
Right, well, you know what it's time for.
Yes, suspense music.
Now, I need to think about this.
What's the thing about?
That sounds real.
Hmm.
I mean, fake, sorry, because I don't think the bank would actually leave the interest for him because they're giving away free money.
No, it wasn't the bank that did that. It was the person who gave him the money accidentally. Yeah. The bank has no say in how much the person gives back.
I also don't know how that person would have taken the money back.
Hmm.
Problem is, though, you accidentally let slip that it sounded like it was real. So I'm going to go with a confident fake.
It's real.
It's real! No!
I don't know how you've...
I keep second-guessing myself!
How did I let slip it was real?
Fail,
Miguel.
Oh, no.
All right, give me one more. I'm pretty sure I've won this one. This is my game today. You had the 5 seconds.
I've broken the chair again. No.
It's not bragging if you say it.
I've broken the chair.
Move on with your life.
Oh, right. Okay.
Play on inside
Christopher
50.
Howard.
Yes.
Real or fake? Police officer arrests cow.
Ooh.
Police officer in Cornwall had to handcuff a cow after it ran wild through a village. PC Lee Morris was called out by locals who spotted the cow ramming cars, eating hedges. That's easy for me to say. Eating hedges and defecating on people's front drives.
Hmm.
After luring the cow near to a fence, PC Morris managed to cuff its collar to the bars before calling the cow's owner to come and pick it up. Is that real or is that fake?
Well, first let me say this. If it happened in India, they would have thrown a parade for the cow, but...
That's true, but it happened in Cornwall.
In Cornwall. Real or fake? Hmm. I don't want to call the English backwards, but that is a pretty... That's like Logan, isn't it, basically, over in the United Kingdom?
I haven't been to Cornwall.
Hmm. Isn't that where, you know Hagrid from Harry Potter? His accent's Cornish, isn't it? I got a tratter. Tratter in the backyard. That's Cornish accent, isn't it? The Cornwall accent?
Is Harry Potter the one with the little...
He's the one who looks like you, but he's got a lightning bolt scar.
Oh, that one. Never seen it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. But, yes, you know, I'm just going to say real because, you know, why not? You only live once.
Well, we have done... absolutely terribly at this game. We've only had one question answered right, and that was by you, Mr. Christopher Howard.
You won
this one.
Well done.
I'll give you that. Go onto our socials to tell us how terrible we are at this in every single sense of the word, because that was terrible.
Abysmal, I must say.
It was an entertaining couple of minutes, but we did terribly. So if you
talking
better,
about a segue, Alfie, you know what this is. This show is worth it. And of course, Fifth Harmony and Kid Ink.
We're Chris and Alfie. You're listening to The Gaming Lounge on Phoenix Radio. Please stick around.
Bajira.
I'm just going to sneak it in there.
That song has become
fantastic.
A favourite of mine. I love it.
Honestly, I'm not really usually a fan of modern music.
Higher.
That is
keep
such
me
a
higher.
Good song. I like it.
Yeah.
I hate saying this because I'm gonna sound real hippie here, but I like the vibe.
It's
got a good vibe, bro.
Keep taking me higher.
I haven't actually set up the next game.
That's why I'm singing. I'm stalling here.
I'm going to have some cards.
I'm like Herbie on the weekend. I'm stalling.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
It was hurtful. A bit too soon.
That was hurtful, but I'll give you that one.
Sorry, Herbie, you'll be okay. You'll come back and you'll be fine.
Yeah, you will be fine.
Yes.
So, this game... Oh, quick shout-out. Next one goes to Cassandra. Cassandra and Sophus.
Keep taking me higher.
Sophie. We'll go with that one. Yes, while Chris is having his moment in the background.
Musical seizure.
Yes. This next... Oh, sorry. I keep forgetting to do this. Go on our social medias. Go on Twitter. Go on Instagram. Go on Facebook. Phoenix Radio Live on most of those. Go and ask us questions.
It's got a picture of
game with us.
Of a phoenix.
Of a phoenix.
Bird.
Yes.
If you see the phoenix?
It's a flaming bird.
It's a flaming bird. That's right.
That's
flaming
heck. So hot,
get on the flaming
bird. Flying high.
I feel like pizza.
So do I. You know what? 10 minutes time, we'll go and get some pizza.
Sure.
This game, it is called Would You Rather. So.
Yes. Fun game.
It's very simple.
Logic game.
You pick a blue card, and you pick a pink card. You said red then. And you have to ask the other person, which would you rather? And then we shall discuss it in
all
our
right.
weird and... That one we've already had. You may go first because I'm
ooh,
fiddling
hang on,
around
hang on,
my
wait,
cards here.
Wait. Wow. Can you believe I picked up the exact same ones as last week? Never be able to leave your house or have to move a house every week? We had that, you had that same exact one last week.
Same one. I just picked a random,
so did I.
A random two.
Okay, I'm trying a random two now. Here. All right. Feel like you were sitting on pins every time you sit down. Have you ever had that before? Or have to spell out words when you speak instead of being able to say complete words.
Pins. Pins every time.
Y-O-U-R-E-C-K-O-N? Question mark? You reckon?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, okay, that would be annoying after a while. Pins, exactly. You could at least just not sit down for a while.
And we're radio hosts.
Oh, wait, so we do sit down, though.
Yeah, I know, but we could stand up.
Or we could, yes, or we could just sit down one time, feel the pin, and just never get back up again.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll take the sitting down, I reckon.
I reckon we'll take the sitting down.
We'll take the pins.
We'll take the pins.
Sure, done.
All right, there we go. This one, you're never able to ever close your eyes ever again.
Oh, man.
Or
it's torture.
You have to sleep alone each night in a haunted house.
Far out.
I'd go with a haunted house.
Yeah, I would, because blinking gets moisture in the eyes. And then if
you'd
don't...
You'd go blind.
You can go blind. Yeah, that's right.
So with the haunted house, but the haunted here's house. My reasoning. Alone. Right? This is why we like to play this game. It's not competitive, and it keeps us nice and sane for the end of it.
We'll usually agree.
In a haunted house, you could make friends with the ghost after a while.
You could.
You could understand how they got there and what the name is, and you could become broskies with the ghost.
But when
broskies
you're alone
with the ghost
with the,
TV
but,
show.
But if you're alone, you can never have a relationship, ever get married. Well, it's still better than not being able to close your eyes. So yeah, okay.
Okay.
We'll go with that. Yes.
Have you got one?
I can. Just give me a second. Should be able to figure this out. All right. Have scissors for hands, or have a giraffe neck. I mean, this is easy. Giraffe neck.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to poke yourself in the eye with the scissors.
No, that's true. I mean, look, I know a guy called Edward that had that disease, and it was not good for him.
His career went down to the depths, didn't it?
The depths
of no good.
The depths.
Oh, slander, sorry, I shouldn't say that. He's wonderful.
Oh, we love him. But that was a really good pun, though. Mm. Having a giraffe neck would be awesome if you could like control it. Imagine if you could like twist it around.
And twist it around.
So you could like sit it on the top of your shoulders like a coiled snake.
And you could just
and
go
then if you need to
or...
like if you need to square up to someone, you could stand up and be like, oh, yes. Giraffe neck, I'm all the way up here. And then because they've got really strong necks, you could like beat him with it. Because that's how they fight. That's how giraffes fight. They whack each other.
Wow.
So you know what? We
giraffe
agree
neck.
On that one as well. Giraffe
and you
neck.
Look over the fence and tell your neighbours off if they're being annoying.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's true.
I can see it.
You can look into their second story window.
Well, we don't want to be doing that, but yes, we can do that.
Okay.
Right. What do you got?
Here's the next one. You have an incurable itch between your toes.
Oh, wow.
Or you have to spend every other month walking around naked in public.
The naked one. I know it seems weird, but the itch in your toes, God, that would be infuriating.
That would be...
And never be able to get it fixed. Never be able to get it fixed.
That would be the most painful experience, I think, possibly in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
People can see me in all of my glory once a month. I'm happy. Once every two... Once a month?
Every second month.
Every second month. That's okay. I don't care. I'm a confident person sometimes, not really. I can learn to
if
be
it's
a confident
cold, then
person.
We'll just stay inside that day.
Exactly.
That's it. So, okay, we'll take the nakedness.
We'll take the nakedness.
Every other. Oh, was it mine or yours?
It's your one now.
So now I've got to say something. Okay.
Yes.
I must speak. Okay. All right. Be chased by a supervillain for the rest of your life, or have an apple tree growing in your stomach. Jesus. Probably
supervillain.
Yeah,
I go with supervillain
because you can hide in many places. They wouldn't be able to find
exactly.
you.
Exactly, and then you could have a movie after you.
Yes, shadam.
Yeah, mine would be called Alfie.
Yes, you're Alfie. You are Alfie.
No, it can't be called Alfie. There's a Michael Caine film called Alfie.
And a Jude Law remake, which wasn't as good as the original.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's what I was named after.
Is that right?
Mum's going to yell at Dad after saying that, because he told me that I was named after the Michael Caine version, but Mum says, no, I was named after some books. I wasn't named after books. It was Michael Caine.
That's right. It's right, buddy.
Right,
you got
right.
it right.
That's
now.
How it
Michael
is.
Michael Caine, it's how you do it. That's right.
It's your birthday today.
It's my birthday. Is it my birthday?
No, I don't know.
Oh, that's the card thing, isn't it?
Yes. So there we go. Supervillain, easy done.
How much time do we have left for one more or two
I'll
more?
Tell you what, we'll go two more each.
Okay.
Never able to open your mouth.
Well, that sucks for me right now, so I already hate that one.
That's true. Or have your knees eternally glued together.
Ooh, okay. Well, I can do the radio show with my knees together.
But you can still walk around with your knees together.
Yes.
We'll experiment with that on our way to
yes,
Domino's.
Yes, we will. We'll do that.
On our way to the pizza shop. But
yes. Unspecified
pizza shop.
You know what? Talking is what I love to do, and that's what I want my career out of. So, knees. My knees are no good anyway.
Is build like a little motorized, like a convertible version of Herbie, like a little one that I can just drive everywhere. It's like a wheelchair.
With your little knees stuck together. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
How cool is that?
You know what? Keep mouth open. Mouth's good.
Yeah. That is sorted.
Done. We're flying through. It's like a 747. All right. Have visible farts. I wouldn't care if people know. People already know when I fart.
Yeah.
Or have the hiccups for 2 hours every day. Farts.
Farts.
Yeah, easy.
No question. Imagine the show possibilities you could have with that.
See that one, Alfie?
You could see it.
Look at that. It's green and oof.
What would it look like? Because would it still be a gas, or would it be like a paper that would flap out?
I reckon it'd be green and have flies buzzing around it.
Because
they're quick to the scent. Yeah,
that's true. Okay. Oh, this is a hard one.
Yes.
Have to use lemon juice eye drops every evening before bed, or have a spider appear on your head every time you get dressed. Jeez. Now, this is our final one. We're going to have a bit of a think about this. While we do so, hop on to our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. Tell us, would you prefer to have to put lemon eye drops in every night before bed, or have a spider appear on your head every time you get dressed? Now, here is the question. It doesn't specify whether it has to be fully dressed. So, if you kept, like... No, that wouldn't work. I was going to say underwear on and wash them while you wash yourself, but no, that wouldn't work. How big is the spider? It doesn't specify how big
it is. Well, that's true. It could be a small spider.
Like one of the tiny little jumping ones, you could just brush that one off.
Yeah, but if it's like one of those big ones with all the fairy legs and...
Yeah, if it's one of the ones that has paws, believe it or not, has paws.
Paws.
Tarantulas, huntsmen's bigger spiders have paws.
You know what has paws? I have paws when I see the spider. I'm like... They're freaky. But you know what? In my household, I hate to say it to my lovely fiance, but she's no good with the spiders.
Mm.
I hate cockroaches. But the spiders, I have to go take care of their business.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate them, but I don't hate them as much as I hate cockroaches.
You know what? I'm actually going to go... No, because with lemon, you go blind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you can wash it out straight away, but even if you can, you know what? We'll go with a spider because it could be small, you could brush it off your head. There's no specification. It's like that cheese one we did last week. It could be good smelling cheese.
It could be good smelling cheese.
It could be small spider that would just done. Off.
We're going to go with.
You'll get used to it after a while.
That is how we're going to end the Chris and Alfie Gaming Lounge. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around for. Well, I mean, we've been on here for 2 hours. We've had bees attacking drivers and cars attacking drivers, and we've had
Howie's fun facts on steroids
with 100 million of them with licking elbows and
they were great,
crocodiles
weren't they?
With tongues and
yes, no tongues. They do have tongues. I just can't lick the. I don't know. I forget.
And your rugby with the Brisbane
17 teams and coached by, of course. Wayne Bennett, when
yes,
it comes around.
Yes, that's true. He's a man, and he exists.
He does.
Yes.
He never smiles either. I mean, he's a skeletal. Oof.
I've no idea what you're on about.
Trust me, I'll show you a photo later. You'll be like, oh, he doesn't smile at all. He's like Nicolas Cage, but played footy. Anyway.
That has been us. Thank you very much for listening. You're all wonderful.
Phoenix Radio!